This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk live on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Johnny Ray,
and Chris.
If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to Free Talk Live. If you don't have one of our great radio stations, you can find it at affiliates.freetalklive.com. 188 of them, I believe.
It's getting close to 200.
It's getting really close. We'll have a little party or something. I don't
nice.
Know. Somebody better than me needs to plan it, though. then you can just go to freetalklive.com. Get our podcast, listen live, whatever it might be. We even have the Discord. If you go to discord.lrn.fm or freetalklive.com, either way, discord.freetalklive.com, you can... listen there, chat with listeners. There are like 200 of them in there, or something like that, at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And have a grand old time. Listen, and you can even call in on through the Discord. And it's kind of like using Skype, so it's great. So there you go, discord.freetalklive.com. We were just talking about the federal budget and the plan to implement one penny a year, 1% cut per year. And how that might work, and I think it's a great idea, but, everything comes to an end. Chris, what do you got for me?
Well, I got an article from BGR, which is kind of interesting, I thought.
What is BGR?
I was just going to the About page okay. to see what it is, but it's BGR.com. Does that help?
No. Nope, well, it is BGR.com, yeah.
but they have a story, and it references a New York Times article that I had read. Titled Cops Can Locate Anyone's Cell Phone in Real Time Without a Warrant, All Thanks to a Privacy Back Door. And I found this kind of interesting because, you know, when we think of the NSA or anybody else who regularly snoops on our phone calls, we're always being told about all these checks and balances that are in place. Well, they have to go to the FISA court and they have to get warrants and they have to do all these things. So trust us, we're not listening to that phone call you had last week with Mark at 6:51 p.m.
Right.
But this is...
Getting awful close to the show, though.
Yeah. This is where we really have no control over it whatsoever. Pervasive government surveillance might be virtually expected by this point. I'm sorry. Let me reread that. Pervasive government surveillance might be virtually expected by this point, but in theory, there's a robust legal system to deal with cops' surveilling systems. Law enforcement agencies are supposed to get a warrant and serve that to cell phone companies who then provide the data.
But before we go on, you worked in intelligence for the military, right?
I worked in communications, and I would say that some of our communications involved intelligence and surveillance and things like that.
Did you have the top secret...
Right? Yeah.
SIGINT.
Yep. Yes, very much on the SIGINT side, the ELINT side,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Did you have these, some level security passes and those kind of things?
I have very high security clearances.
Okay, so you did some of those things. what, were you ever asked to spy on Americans?
No, and my job was to make...
spy on people.
Exactly. Well, my job was to make sure communications from point A made it to point B and back and forth. So that was the extent of that.
I see.
But some of the client agencies we certainly had were certainly involved in that. And I was stationed in Fort Detrick, Maryland, not far from Fort Meade, Maryland.
Yeah.
Not far from the D.C. area, not far from Fort Belvoir, and anybody who...
Sounds like a lot of top secret stuff would pass right through there.
Could have been. You know, who knows? But hey, it was all encrypted, right? What do I know? Until I'm 98 years or dead, and that's when my security clearances expire.
There you go.
But according to a New York Times report, a company that primarily deals with prison phone systems has leveraged data sharing service offered by phone carriers to allow cops to track any cell phone number with no legal checks in place to stop it from being abused. According to the report, a former sheriff in Mississippi County, Missouri, used a service called Securus to surveil targets' cell phones, including a judge and other police officers.
There you go. All right. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. They did exactly what I always... Look, you know, I don't particularly care if you've got a mistress. Your wife does, but I don't.
Hey.
You know, whatever the government's looking at in my emails to customers who are buying and selling radio, buying radio ads, or, you know, my evangelism for cryptocurrency, or, you know, my wife trading recipes, the emails that are going in and out of my house, not particularly important. But there are emails and there are cell phone calls that are important to people in power.
Right.
So let me ask you. If you could compromise, you know, the catch a major politician, you know, a captain of industry, a judge in some really unpleasant situation. And look, men in power are known for being in an unpleasant situations.
Sure.
I don't know if it's, you know, what's the claim with Trump with hookers, right? And there's, you know, there's claims about politicians and kids and all kinds of things that are out there. Somebody catches one of these people in a compromising position, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that more than half of them have some skeleton in the closet.
Sure.
Because there are so few people that don't. That... well, what happens? What happens when somebody catches one of these people in that situation? It doesn't matter if you catch me.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, inconsequential. Completely.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, you catch me in some compromising situation. You make a compromising situation up.
Right.
And then present it to me, and it's believable enough that it destroys my marriage or whatever. Right? Fine.
But if you take down a senator.
Senators? Judges?
Right.
Captains of industry?
Absolutely.
These people? People with influential government contacts and contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what. That's why I'm scared of those in politics, those in the government being able to get into your private stuff, is because they compromise their enemies.
Oh, of course.
And then they control everything.
Well, more so than they do now, according to the report. I read that, but in this case. And this is about a company called Securus. And if anybody's ever visited anybody in jail, you've likely used a Securus system. Securus is that system that you can dial in through frequently. And even here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, it's the video system that is used to contact inmates.
Yeah, I've talked to Ian on that thing.
There you go. Securus used a data system that cell phone companies typically offer to marketers who want to micro-target consumers based on data, including their location. But in this case, Securus tapped into the system and offers its subscribers virtually uncontrolled access to nationwide location tracking. The New York Times claims that Securus, primarily known for its prison phone services, offers location tracking to its law enforcement and prison clients as an additional service. Company cited examples like helping a drug rehab center find a patient who left as a reason for having the system. However, it doesn't vet requests to ensure that the warrant...
A drug rehab center patient that left. All right.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether this person's an you know, court-ordered escapee or
right.
just somebody who decided that they wanted to leave.
Well, that's sort of irrelevant because it continues. However, it does not vet... request to ensure that a warrant or legal instrument has even been issued for the tracking. Instead, it makes the user tick a box saying that the tracking is all above board.
Yeah.
So as long as you click the little check mark, I agree that this is all legit, that's it. That's the only check and balance. Securus is neither a judge nor a district attorney, and the responsibility of ensuring the legal adequacy of supporting documentation lies with our law enforcement customers and their counsel, a Securus spokesman said in a statement to the New York Times. Securus offers services only to law enforcement and corrections facilities, and not all officials at a given location have access to the system.
If those people can get in, then hackers can get in.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Am I that stupid that I don't believe that some pimply-faced 16-year-old sitting in his mom's basement can't hack in and get into this stuff?
Of course. And I find it interesting that as complex as certain parts of the government have made it, here's a wide open actual system that sits in place in everywhere in the United States that anybody could just click a mark and say, track them.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're talking about this article. Apparently, this company has a back door into cell phone tracking, your cell phone. anyone's cell phone, judges, captains of industry, senators, you know, whomever it might be, and as all you have to do is be a police officer, or you have the ability to hack into one of their portals, and you don't need a judge, you don't need a prosecutor, you don't need anything like that, and you can find out within seconds where somebody is. Is that right?
Exact locations.
Yep. Yep.
Within 20, 30 feet, they give some examples, and it's frightening to say the least.
If this bothers you, you might be a libertarian, and we have created a website called liberty.menu, which is intended to help you find businesses run by other libertarians, events for libertarians, organizations for libertarians. All you have to do is go to liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those that agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Check it out. Put your voluntarist ideas into action. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL and get a special badge. It's liberty.menu. And I'm excited about that organization. Please go on, Chris.
You bet. And again, we're coming to you from BGR.com, referencing a New York Times article. Senator Ron Wyden has already sent letters to the FCC and telecommunication companies requesting details about the program, according to Motherboard.
No, he doesn't need that. He doesn't need details about that. I mean, that's outrageous.
Exactly.
Quote, our trustworthy law enforcement officers would never abuse this.
Exactly. Quote, I am writing to insist that AT&T take proactive steps to ensure the prevent the unrestricted disclosure and potential abuse of private customer data, including real-time location information, by at least one company to the government, said the letter to AT&T. So, and flipping back and forth to this and the original New York Times article, a number of at least the mobile phone providers have also, you know, submitted letters saying, you know, we want to understand exactly how this works. We're not keen on it. Our customers are not keen on it. And so I guess it'll be up to who can bribe those senators and congressmen the best and the fastest, whether this continues forward.
Almost always they make concessions for law enforcement. I mean,
right.
When does the government stand up to law enforcement? It almost never happens.
Right.
Very, very rarely.
So we got the war on drugs, war on terror.
We need this.
Got to protect
The
children.
Forget about
everything.
The Constitution, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. Those things are antiquated and a real pain. We've got terrorists to find.
Right.
What if a child has been kidnapped and we can simply use this technology to zero in on their location and save them before they are brutalized and terrible things happen in their, you know, we find a limp little body.
Right. Matthew Thomas, chief deputy of the Pinal County Sheriff's Office in Arizona, said that the department has been using Securus's location tool for about a month and that it's already come in handy.
Quote, but it has.
Quote, we use it for search and rescue operations, and at the jail they use it to maintain security and to put cases together, unquote, he said. Mr. Thomas,
put cases together
in prison. Mr. Thomas said that only three people in the office could log into the system and that the office did monthly audits to ensure its proper use. About 3 weeks ago, Mr. Thomas said, someone mailed a letter containing methamphetamine to an inmate by using the tool. Mr. Thomas said investigators were able to link phone calls between the address and the inmate and make an arrest. For search and rescue cases, Mr. Thomas said that the Securus tool was more efficient.
So there you
efficient.
Go. Right. Before we go on.
Yeah.
He's just admitting there that they used the tool. They didn't get a judge's order.
He's not clear on that. But,
I mean, we have no evidence.
Right, and there's no requirement. He has to upload something. That's a requirement. That's what the other article didn't say. But you have to upload something, but it's never checked. And then you have to check a box that says, okay, I'm good, I'm legit, I've done everything I should. That's it. So who knows what got uploaded?
Right.
A picture of their grandma.
Well, I mean, it could be the arrest order or the requisition or whatever it might be. Oh, you know, well, here's a piece of paper for you.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure the police departments can generate a piece of paper requesting, to be able to look at this stuff.
Right.
And it'd be great if they all did the right thing and went to judges, but the evidence that we have up to this point is that when given the opportunity to circumvent the steps that are put in place, that organizations within the government, and probably outside of it too, will do that circumvention.
Right. And I'm trying to remember what the term was used by for the FBI letters that they could use to basically do whatever they want.
Right. I can't remember what they were either, but they were just sending them off. They didn't have judges. They didn't have anything like
that. Right. There was no check and balance. So here we have a service that's similar to that. Mr. Thomas goes on, for search and rescue cases, the Securus tool was more efficient than requesting data through the phone companies. Quote, it makes it a lot faster response for our crew.
I'll bet.
Well, that's all well and good, but the person who's being tracked cannot provide consent, right?
I suppose they could.
Well, perhaps.
You could ring them up first.
Exactly. Is it okay if we track you? But there is, that system doesn't exist. And what this is doing is, whether it's for good or for bad, you're taking an assumption that you have the right to do something, and government does not have that right under Fourth and Fifth Amendment protection.
In some cases with search and rescue, you absolutely could ring them up and ask them for their permission to track them.
Right.
In which case, it would be very convenient. In right. other cases, they may be unconscious, and, well, you know, I'm sure that they would forgive you for, using that information when the time came. But there's others where it's basically inadmissible in court.
Right. But that is my concern, and especially when a case like this, well, you know, search and rescue, we can find people and save their lives. No, I'm sorry, government, you've used that excuse too many times, that the lives of people are the reason that you violated the constitutional protections that we have. You don't get to do that, even if it means saving a busload of nuns from going over the edge of a cliff. I'm sorry, you can't. That's it. That's how our system works.
The
it's
government's not supposed to be doing that kind of thing anyway.
Exactly.
You know, honestly, it's not their job. It's certainly not the federal government.
Right. And by taking those things on, we're just giving up our rights for the best reasons, right? It's all good. We're doing it. Trust us. I don't trust them. I'm sorry.
You know, even if I did trust them, even if I didn't care, I know how people are. So, you know, some limited number of these police officers, and let's just presume that no hacker can get into these systems. So there's just these limited number of police and yep. investigators, presumably high ranking, and I mean, none of these people can, you know, none of them have vendettas. None of them have political aspirations. None of them want to catch some judge in some situation so that they can use it against them, you know, get this ruling or that ruling.
Right.
I mean, imagine if you could go as high as the Supreme Court. There really are only 5 people in America that decide what is constitutional and what isn't. Imagine if you could get the goods on a few of them.
By the way, BGR stands for Boy Genius Report.
There you go.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. BMS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply LumenS twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. LumenS, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And you can call in and talk about what you want. We were just discussing how, well, apparently police agencies across America are using backdoors to be able to track your cell phone whereabouts within seconds. Well, by yours, I mean anybody they feel like.
Right.
And it's disturbing. And they're going to do it as long as they can. And your politicians aren't going to do anything about it. What are you going to do about it?
And the only way to remedy the situation is to get rid of the politicians and the officers of the government, because they're not ever going to change the way they do things. They're always going to work to their own advantage, regardless of what they say or how much you protest. The only way to stop them from doing the evil that they do is to force them to get real jobs.
That'd be really nice.
They're never going to improve.
Real jobs. By real jobs, you mean lobbyists, right? Because that's what they do.
Well, they're perversely incentivized. I mean, they're incentivized to continue bad behavior.
Yeah.
We're not offering them anything else, so that's what they're going to continue.
A real job is a job where somebody chooses to contract with you for your services.
That's what it is. And speaking of real jobs, the folks at MyPillow.com, they've got real jobs, and because they make really great pillows.
They do.
So much so that I carry mine with me in my luggage. I love this thing. It is not a joke. It is important to me. I have given these as Christmas gifts to my in-laws, to my mother, at this point, everybody in my family, not because I get them for free, because I do not. I got one for free. when I tried it, and it was so great, I've just continued to buy these things. Yes, I use coupon code FTL. Yes, I save 50% or get a 2-for-1 or whatever it might be. But I guess we always do 2-for-1 because every time we get them. We even get the travel pillows, so we've got the tiny ones. My wife carries one of those with her. I can't live like that. I got to have my full-on pillow.
Right.
Yeah, end of story. Got to have the whole thing. I don't mind. It squishes down into a suitcase just fine, and then shwoop, it comes back out. It's worth it to me. I don't mind. I like it. And if you want your head and neck held in the proper position, you have problems with headaches, neck pain, these sorts of things, this could be your solution. Furthermore, think about all the vile, disgusting little creatures that live in your pillow. Not in my pillow, because I can wash mine, and I do on the regular. MyPillow.com, code FTL to get them for 2-for-1 or 50% off. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Not a joke, really important to me. Chris, confirmation bias.
Cognitive bias in this case, but... What do we mean when we talk about cognitive bias? Cognitive bias is a mistaken reasoning. So when you're confronted by some information, but you already have sort of a preconceived notion of that conflicts with it, you're more inclined to take your preconceived notion, and that's kind of what you go forward with, despite evidence to the contrary. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yes. So yeah. If you are of the opinion that bemused means amused.
Right.
And you're pretty sure that that's the case. Mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult to convince you that that is not the case.
That's a great example.
You could whip out a dictionary and show the person that the first definition is not amused. And they'll point down to the second or third definition and say, but that it's here, it says amused. Well, that's because people like you have been screwing it up for decades.
That's exactly right. The human brain is a natural wonder. It produces more than 50,000 thoughts each day and 100,000 chemical reactions each second. This amount of processing power, you would think our judgment would be highly accurate, but that's far from the truth. Our judgments are often inaccurate because the brain relies on cognitive bias over hard evidence. Cognitive bias is the tendency to make irrational judgments in consistent patterns. That's in space consistent patterns. Researchers have found that cognitive bias wreaks havoc by forcing people to make poor irrational judgments. And they give three examples here.
Hold on just a second. Before we go on, I want to hear these examples, but I want to get David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, since you were talking about money earlier, government money, revenues, tax money, whatever, I wanted to share some more on New Mexico's contribution to the problem. I had started this out long ago talking about embezzlement from the state by public officials, like the head guy at the Senate that had taken $4.4 million from a courthouse project. And then there was a Secretary of State that had taken, I don't know what it was, $80,000. No, I don't remember. It was a large amount of money. She gambled it away at the casinos.
Oh, my.
And then there's another case. Yeah, there's another case where just recently there was an Indian leader on one of the reservations that had taken over $1 million wrongfully. And then there was some 12 miles of fiber optic cable that went missing, along with couldn't account for $800,000 in federal funding that was given to a project in northern New Mexico to run this fiber. So that's over $1 million. That was federal money. The Indian money was probably federal money as well. And I don't know what federal money was involved in the courthouse project, or if that was all state money. There might have been some federal funds in there. And then when this money I was looking at just recently, there was a secretary at a sheriff's department, was a smaller amount of money. Somebody paid their bail money, and she took the bail money and put it in her pocket, $3,000 approximately. And then there was another.
She probably really another, needed it.
Probably.
Really for needed a good it, cause. Yeah. And there was another government official recently, and I couldn't find, I was just trying to look up the case, but it was another casino deal. They were taken somewhere in the vicinity of $80,000 to $100,000 over time and had spent it at the casino. And so it's just, oh, and there's a basketball, assistant basketball coach. I was just reading the figures, is 20,000, 40,000, 54,000, those kind of figures. That's still all being investigated. And when New Mexico gets its money in the first place, the stats on New Mexico is like births in New Mexico, 71% are paid for by Medicaid. The public schools here, I believe are like 45% federally funded. Federal money comes in to fund that. And, then when the state does actually pay, you know, its own money, for things like schools and whatever, you know, just the money that these people are stealing, one third of the budget here comes from oil and natural gas taxes. New Mexico is like number three in the nation for production of oil and gas. And they tax it at like approximately 8% plus or minus. And that equates to roughly $2 billion a year is what the state of New Mexico gets from their share, that 8% of.
That's getting to be real money, yeah.
Right.
$2 billion a year. So there's a lot of money to play with there. And so you can see where it might be attractive to start looking at it for making it disappear. But when your gas prices go up in the rest of the nation, remember whatever the producing states take, if they didn't take any, that your bill would drop by that 8%. So
right.
your people are out, not only through your federal tax dollars you're sending money to New Mexico that is being stolen by these people here in New Mexico, but also right at the gas pump. Every time you pay your 25 cents a gallon tax or whatever you're paying, the New Mexico is getting 8% of the crude natural, the crude oil and the natural gas. And so there's they term that takers and makers and takers. And another stat in New Mexico is that, and these are all just rough from my memory. I don't have the documents all in front of me. But I think New Mexico, the 45% figure, I think 45% of the population in New Mexico are net takers, meaning they're taking assistance. And whereas, compare that to other states, it's pretty high here. But anyway, I just wanted to know where, that you're, this money that's being stolen in New Mexico, you're paying it through your federal taxes. And even though you don't live here, you're paying the bill.
Paying for the corruption, as it always goes. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the politicians don't pay for it. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. The politicians don't pay for this stuff. You do. Ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone's sucker enough to pay it. Free Talk Live.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about cognitive biases here on Free Talk Live, and I think that these are important things because without addressing your own cognitive biases, and we've all got them,
yep,
every one of us, without addressing them, you cannot learn. You cannot learn. The reason they say an old dog, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, not because the old dog is smart.
But the old dog has cognitive biases.
That's the reason.
That's it.
So please go on, if you would.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this, and we're going to give some examples. A Queensland University study found that blonde women earn, on average, 7% higher salaries than redheads and brunettes. We've always heard things like that.
Huh.
A Duke study found that people with mature faces experience more career success than those with baby faces.
All right.
Baby faces were defined by those with small chins, whiter cheeks, and bigger eyes.
I have heard people say that, you know, that that's the case. It would seem like it would be good to be, to look young, for the rest of your life, but, you know, whatever the case may be.
You bet.
I always worked my butt off. I don't know what else to tell.
Mature faces were those with bigger chins, narrow facial features, and smaller eyes. A Yale study found that female scientists were not only more likely to hire male scientists, but they also paid them $4,000 more on average than female scientists.
So female scientists were more likely to hire male scientists, and when they did, they paid them more.
Correct.
Than they did other female scientists.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. All right.
It's highly unlikely that the people in these studies actually wanted to pay blondes more money, enable people with mature faces to succeed at the expense of those with baby faces, or hire male scientists disproportionately and pay them more money. Our unconscious biases are often so strong that they lead us to act in ways that are inconsistent with reason as well as our own values and beliefs.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, the mature face thing, like, to some extent, let's say you're hiring a CEO for your company. let's say Free Talk Live needs a CEO.
Yep.
And I'm not saying it doesn't. It probably does. It needs some kind of leadership. I have no idea. Free Talk Live needs a CEO. Well, you're not going to get a CEO by throwing out $50,000 as a yearly salary. You need to be in the CEO realm. And
right.
I don't know if those people are worth that kind of money or not, but I know that that's what they get. And the only way for you to find out as to whether or not they're worth it is to hire them.
Yeah, but and people in those are probably more likely to have mature faces, to use the example
sure.
given. You know, they're probably not baby faces. They are probably going to exhibit levels
they're
of
probably males because
probably.
It takes it, you know, and oftentimes, first off, you know, females are much more likely to want to stay home and take care of kids. They're also, if they have kids, and they're likely to, you know, they're the ones who are going to have to take them to school, the ones that have to pick them up if they're sick, the ones that have to stay home if they're sick and do all these other things, which says that they're not able to climb the corporate ladder to be the CEO.
Right.
Because they just don't have the time and energy to do it. And, you know, I mean, I'd ask you this. If you could be a CEO or you could have your spouse be a CEO, mm-hmm. which one would you prefer to do? It sounds easier to have your spouse do it.
Exactly. But those people also exhibit, I would say, above average levels of charisma, above average levels of confidence and things like that. Compared to your average person, but let's talk about some common types of cognitive bias that entrench themselves in our lives. The first one they bring up here is the decoy effect. Have you ever heard of that one?
I don't know.
I hadn't, but I'm going to read it. This occurs when someone believes that they have two options, but you present a third option to make the second one feel more palatable. For example, you visit a car lot to consider two cars. One is listed for $30,000, and the other one is listed for $40,000.
Yeah.
At first, the $40,000 car seems way too expensive. But as soon as the salesman shows you a $65,000 car, what happens?
Suddenly, the $40,000 car seems reasonable by comparison.
Exactly. The salesman is preying upon your decoy bias, the decoy being the $65,000 car that he knows you won't buy. And I find myself doing this all the time. I usually, if I'm looking for a product for myself or for my business, I go out and I get a couple different, I look at different products and then I look at their prices. And I probably talk myself up to things just because of my own decoy bias.
Right. I get it. You know, this sounds like the sort of thing that affects people on a day-to-day basis. Humans aren't good at just, you know, figuring things out as far as comparisons or, you know, these sorts of things. So they use comparisons when you throw a third thing into the mix that wasn't intended to be bought in the first place, then it's going to throw off your comparison.
Right. The next one they bring up is affect heuristic. So affect heuristic is the human tendency to base our decisions on our emotions. I think we'd agree we all do that at some point.
Well, I think emotions are what we make decisions on, and we often use our logic to bolster those decisions.
Right. Did you say affect heuristic?
Yeah.
Affect. Yes. Affect. I'm sorry. Yes. For example, take a study conducted in Shukutoku University, Japan. Participants judged a disease that killed 1,286,000 people. No, 1,286 people out of every 10,000 as being more dangerous than one that was 24.14% fatal. Despite this representing twice as many deaths.
Yeah.
People reacted emotionally to the image of 1,286 people dying, whereas the percentage didn't arouse the same mental imagery and emotions. So I think that's interesting. I mean, and oftentimes I think that's used against us by government when they toss out numbers.
Yeah, I was reminded of that when we were talking about baseline budgeting earlier. If you have a program that has its funding increased by 8% every year, and then 1 year it gets its funding increased only by 4%.
They're going to call that a 4% cut.
They're going to call it a 50% cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
What would that be compared to saying, you know, we're going to increase the budget of this particular line item by $400 billion? Well, no. I was okay with the 4% or the 8%, but not $400 billion. That might even be less than what they were planning on doing.
Yeah, quite right. I've never taken a statistics course, but I should, because I bet that would be very, very helpful for just about anyone, and mm-hmm. could make the world a lot clearer and my news consumption.
Yeah, I don't know if this falls into the category, but whenever a politician wants to get some program put through, they'll bring some family that's been affected by whatever the program is, the lack of program, or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, in the case of Obamacare, you know, you got to trot out some people that are like, well, we're just too poor, and grandma died.
Right.
And it's been awful. Or the husband died. And now I'm a widow, and here's my kids, and this is awful. Isn't it awful? Why do you greedy people not want to give one extra penny in taxes to take care of people like me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And of course, another dollar in taxes, not a penny, and whatever.
Right. And I'm just going to turn over. Based on these few human examples you push forward, we end up with hundreds of trillions of dollars in long-term liabilities. It's insane. Let me see where.
The fundamental attribution error.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good
This one. Is the tendency to attribute situational behavior to a person's fixed personality. For example, people often attribute poor work performance to laziness when there are so many other possible explanations. It could be the individual in question is receiving projects they aren't passionate about. Their rocky home life is carrying over to their work, or they're burnt out. So, yeah, I definitely find myself doing this one.
Right.
Right? So if I catch you on a bad day, I'm going to fundamentally attribute to you whatever negative feelings I get out of the situation. And I think it's really difficult not to. First impressions and all that. When you're an employer and you're paying somebody's paycheck, I think you've got the expectation that they're going to show up for work on time, work for you, call it 90, 85%, 90% of the time that they're on the clock.
Right.
You know, sure, there's some time for using the bathroom and maybe a little bit of talking by the water cooler or whatever, but get to work.
I've done that as a supervisor and as an employer, but I don't want to see somebody leaning. You know, and this is why when I was a bartender, I always had a rag in my hand, because I could always look busy. Just move your hand back and forth, and that's it.
But we do that. Bartenders should have rags, right?
Exactly.
I mean, people think that, yeah.
Exactly. Clipboards are also good to carry around.
Yes. Nice. You know what? Nobody with a clipboard is not busy. That's for sure. 855-450-3733. Absolutely right, Johnny Ray. Did you do that in your janitor job?
When I was in the Marine Corps, that was my secret. Nice.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.